It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Back to the Stone Age, should you go paleo? Maybe not. The hot diet that everybody's moving to, maybe it's not the best thing for you. We have an expert in, Dr. Josh Axe. That's A-X-E. He's a doctor of chiropractic medicine as well as a nutritionist and author. His book is called The Real Food Diet Cookbook. You can get this book, if you like what he says, you can get this book at Amazon as well as at Dr. Axe. That's A-X-E. There's an E on the end. DrAxe.com. Dr. Josh Axe, you're saying maybe everybody shouldn't be paleo?
That's right, Dr. Decker. Well, I'll say this. I've got a lot of friends who are in the whole CrossFit movement. In fact, when you look at my diet, I've actually had people ask me if it's paleo. And so recently I wrote an article on my website really covering that topic, why I don't eat paleo, but close. And so here is what I like about the paleo diet, and also here's what I don't like about the paleo diet. Mm-hmm. One of the benefits of the paleo diet is getting back to more of our ancient roots of eating. It's eating as our ancestors did, which is less processed food. And so the paleo diet looks at the Paleolithic era. If somebody would, you know, based on somebody's sort of religious beliefs, they may not believe that the era would go back that far. But they would actually look and say, okay, we're going to eat before agriculture was really in play. And so they were going to eat like a hunter-gatherer. So they're saying we need to eat a lot of meat products and things that you would just find right out in nature, mm-hmm. pulled out of the ground. And right. I actually agree with a lot of the principles with the paleo diet of eating more like a hunter-gatherer. However, there are certain food groups they leave out that I think can be beneficial. And other things, I want to mention something I see with a lot of people that follow a paleo diet. The first thing is most paleo excludes dairy. Now, I'll say this. I believe about 95% of dairy products out there today are white poison. However, I believe if dairy is done right, it can be liquid gold. I'm a big fan of raw goat's milk kefir. It's not something that's necessarily easy to get, not something you're going to find in your grocery store. But I really think that dairy can be beneficial if it's from what's called an A1, an animal that has A1 casein, and something like a goat or sheep milk. And so I actually get a lot of raw goats and sheep.
A specific type of milk protein that might be easier for it to digest and a little less allergic along with other ones there, and probably not eating it 10 times a day, having our kids breakfast, lunch, and dinner, eating string cheese every day is probably not a good thing.
You got it. And one last thing about it is I also like the probiotics you're going to get in the fermented dairy is mm-hmm. another thing.
Boy, you love fermented stuff. I mean, I hear a lot. I mean, and you have a lot of great points about it. I'll tell you a lot as a physician, you know, you got 20 minutes, maybe max with a patient. They ask you what to do with diet. Now, this is sort of like saying, how did they build the pyramids? Give me five, you know, three lines, right? It's a very individual journey on what everybody should eat. But I think what's driving the paleo movement most is two things. One is that people think it's an Atkins diet and we're getting permission to eat meat all day again, which it is not. In fact, we were lousy hunters, ladies and gentlemen. So we didn't eat a lot of meat. We barely caught fish. We were more roots, berries, nuts, and seeds people, stuff that stood still. But the other thing I think is the getting away from grains. To me, a lot of the paleo movement is being driven by the toxic grains. And so in 10 minutes, it's nice for me as a doctor to say, look, I want you to do a sort of a modified paleo diet. And what I'll say is that I think you should include some raw foods in there. Look at those things. And I like beans and lentils. And beans and lentils are not part of paleo diet. Where do you stand, Dr. Axe, as far as beans and lentils, as sort of a healthy diet in general, or as far as a kind of a modified paleo diet?
Well, you know, I follow more of, you're very familiar, I'm sure, with Weston A. Price, but I really believe reducing the phytic acid in our diet, I do think it's important. And so I'm actually a fan of beans and lentils if they're sprouted. Very similar with grains. I think that there are actually, if you're doing a good sourdough or a form of a sprouted grains that's been done right and most of the phytic acid has been eliminated, I actually think it can be pretty beneficial. So again, beans and lentils, I'm a fan of them if they're sprouted. I did want to mention this point too with the paleo diet. I think the paleo diet can be done right and done healthy, and it can be a great diet. The thing that I see a lot of is all patients coming in on the paleo diet, and they're eating conventional butter and pork for almost every meal every day.
People want permission to eat inflammatory flesh foods. They want to say, hey, look, I'm paleo. What did you have for breakfast? Steak and eggs. See, I follow paleo diet. No, if you followed a paleo diet, you would have had fruits and you would have had maybe an egg and, you know, maybe some sprouted something or something simple or some roots or carrots or veggies or whatever it is. And I've got a really edge on that. I'm a cardiologist by training, and my job is, you know, getting people out of conventional systems, and I can't do that with high inflammatory diets. You just can't. It's contraindicated to clearing arteries. And so I always go into that. Tell me a little bit more about your real food diet cookbook. Is all this stuff you're saying in there, is this a 30-day diet? Is this weight loss? Tell me more about that, Dr. X.
Yeah, my real food diet is all about eating real food. And so it is probably the most basic, simple diet. And it's not meant for 30 days. In fact, it's meant for someone to be able to follow the rest of their life. I believe it's that easy. So we really break it down and we say, you know, stop eating packaged foods, fast foods, no added sugar or conventional sugar. So I'll give you an example. The whole cookbook is gluten-free. So we've really moved away from gluten. Rather than using white sugar, we have a lot of recipes with raw local honey or maple syrup. You know, so we're not saying
Okay, listeners, this guy knows what he's doing here. Okay, because when they start substituting stevia for everything, I back off. When they start using, look, sugar's not a bad thing. It's a bad thing when it's white refined sugar, and it's bad when it's overabundance. Raw honey, molasses, these things this man's talking about, this is not artificial sweetener. This is not high fructose corn syrup. There's some benefits. Remember, our brain needs some of these. Our growing kids. Thank you for making sure that we just don't get so scared of sugar that it drives us into all these synthetic chemicals instead to sort of entertain our bodies. Good for you, Dr. X.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of people doing that with stevia. And I believe stevia is fine in moderation in small amounts. I think there are people probably overdoing stevia as well.
It spooks me. It's so hyper sweet. It's back to my roots. I'm a cardiologist. I have to get people away from sugar. Okay, and I get them to the point, and it depends, obviously, if they have diabetes or not, but I have to get them to stop being addicted to that sweet, like that their ketchup has to be sweet, and everything has to be sweet there, into more of a moderate thing, like when you're using molasses and honey, this is not hyper sweet. And so stevia, even though it's natural, and I think it's far safer than the synthetics, it's still that hyper sweet thing. It spooks me, but you think in moderation? You're okay with it?
Here's my opinion on it. If I'm going to have somebody and they're going to go consume, you know, regular sugar versus stevia, I'm a bigger fan of stevia. However, my favorite sweetener, without a doubt by far, is raw and local honey. In fact, I don't think it's just sweetener or sugar. It's a food. So I'm a bigger fan of it for that reason. The other thing that I want to mention about stevia, there was a study on Splenda recently showing that it may increase the risk of diabetes. And so, you know,
right.
And
I need to get back to, hold on. I got to take you away from that real quick. Okay.
Go ahead.
On the paleo diet, you don't believe in the straight paleo diet. Then you believe it should be modified with raw foods, including cultured food, fermented foods like yogurt, kefirs, and things like that. I just want to get you on the record for that.
Yeah, I mean, again, my diet would be more of a traditional diet. It would be very similar to paleo, minus the pork, minus pork and shellfish, and I would probably do kefir, and I may even include some sprouted grain bread on occasion.
Got you in there. This is Dr. Josh Axe. He's a chiropractic physician. Has the Real Food Diet Cookbook available at draxe.com as well as Amazon, and he's saying, eat mostly paleo, but take a look at his book.